Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you as often as possible to try to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. Well, here it is, the day after Christmas, and it's my least favorite day of the year. And why do I say that? Well, you know, I love the spirit of Christmas as it's building up to Christmas and the anticipation that everybody has for the holidays, and it's so exciting and everybody's so nice to each other and wishing each other happy holidays and Merry Christmas and whatever it is that you wish each other where you live. And then the day comes and it's fantastic usually for most of us, and then we enjoy the whole day, and then the next day comes and Christmas is over, and it feels like the end of a party. When it's time to leave the party's over, it's time to leave, you get that sinking feeling as to, oh man, it was so fun, I want it to last forever. And I often say I wish we had Christmas every single day, but when I think about it, it wouldn't be special if it was every single day, all year long, even though it would be kind of beautiful with lights everywhere all the time. But it wouldn't be the same, it wouldn't have the enjoyment and the anticipation that we have for the holidays and for the reason for the season and all that good stuff. So today it's like, it's a couple days after Christmas. I still light up my Christmas lights until New Year's. I'm still in the Christmas spirit, but it's a little different now this year because of everything we've all been through these past few years. It sure was nice to see happiness amongst people, to see people that are out in public enjoying life and smiling when they didn't have their mask on. And I really enjoyed that, and I'm gonna miss that because people are gonna go back to, like right now I'm on my way to work, and it's like, oh okay, I'm going back to my same old stuff, same life, and the holidays are past, so now let's go back and do the same thing that we've been doing for years and live the same life and go back to the same frame of mind. But I'm asking you to not do that this year. I'm asking you to not go back to the same frame of mind that you've had before the holidays. I want you to think about how valuable your life is, how important you are to this planet, how important you are to so many people, excuse me, how many important you are to so many people that you spent time with over the holidays, who you were so happy to see, who you're so happy to talk to if you couldn't see them, and how your spirit has been lifted up because of the holidays. The energy level around the holidays on the planet is a lot higher. You could feel it. You could feel the electricity in the air. And if we could all learn to just maintain that level of energy, that level of awareness, that level of optimism for the next day, for life itself. If we can learn how to do that, and I'm not saying live Christmas every day, but keep that spirit alive. Still smile at people that you don't know. Say hi to them. Say, I hope you're having a great day. Open the door for people. Be kind. If you can afford it, help somebody at a checkout line that can't afford to pay for all their groceries, or whatever you can do to give back, to give that positive energy back, and not just soak it all up from the holidays. Keep it inside and say, well, Christmas is over. They're going on to a new year. It's going to be another crappy year, another same crap. And if you have that mindset, that's the way your life is going to be. So let's start thinking about not New Year's resolutions that you're not going to keep. Start thinking about the changes in your mindset that you're going to start doing. And if you need help doing that, I got the podcast for the 20-90 rule. To where if you do something for 20 days, it becomes a habit. If you do it for 90, it becomes a lifestyle. So if you want to change your life, start changing that aspect. I think it's 20-90. I might be misquoting. It might be 30-90. I'm not sure, but it is early here. But I want you to try to keep the positive spirit, the happy spirit, and not let yourself get sucked back in to what you've been experiencing all year long and the life that you... If you're totally happy with your life and content, then by all means, go back to that feeling. But if you're not, it's time to change it. And the time is now. So I'm hoping that this message gets through to some people. and helps you to find the strength to be positive and happy and continue the positivity and the positive energy throughout the year that you've experienced over the holidays. Because I know I'm going to try. And it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. So that's it. I hope everyone had the merriest Christmas and the happiest holidays. And as we go into the new year, I want you to actually consider where you're headed this year and think about the changes you want to make. And let's do it together, all right? Make sure you check out the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab the book from Amazon, The Positive Perspective. If you ordered a personalized book, don't worry, you're not lost in the mix. I just haven't gotten the books yet. I've gotten a few emails from people going, hey, where's my damn book? As soon as I get them, I'll be signing them and getting them out to you, and I appreciate you ordering them ahead like that. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.